Welcome, my name is Christopher Peter. The Super Bowl trophy is coming to Philadelphia. My Philadelphia Eagles defeated the Kansas City Chiefs with our former head coach in Andy Reid, former starting quarterback in Carson Wentz as their back, and former defensive coach in Steve Spagnuolo as their defensive coordinator. I feel like I am making the same mistake the media made following the game, a shocking upset I saw from the Wall Street Journal and others. They do not like us. We do not like them. That is the mantra and mindset of every Philadelphia sports fan. Also, the sentiment of many who live in the Philadelphia region. There are many people out there who did not want us to win this Super Bowl. Many people who do not want to see good things happen to the good people in Philly and from Philly. But it really does not matter what outsiders think. It does not matter what they say or what you say. The thing that matters is what you do. For those who were shocked, I think they will agree that this was not just a win, but a dominant win when you were up by 3 full touchdowns at the half and holding your opponents to less than 50 total yards. The Chiefs are a great team with great talent and coaches that will eventually end up in the Hall of Fame. They looked lost for the vast majority of the game because of what Vic Fangio and the Eagles' defense did. Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback, but he had his worst game in the biggest game of the year with all the marbles at stake and the potential for a historic three-peat. Maybe it was the pressure of the moment that contributed to the 2 intercepted passes and the fumble. But the real reason was the Eagles' pass rush and coverage. The Eagles' defense dominated the game by creating pressure with only the 4 players on the line. No blitzes. The other 7 could remain in coverage to take away passing lanes. Despite his greatness, Patrick Mahomes does not really play well in Super Bowls from start to finish. He usually eventually heats up and creates memorable moments with his reliable future Hall of Fame tight end Travis Kelce. There were no moments to be made this year, but the persistent look of disarray that seemed to start in the first half. The Eagles were prepared to limit Kelce and pressure Mahomes. The Chiefs' running game was a non-factor because they were behind quickly and the lead steadily grew. Much like the people of Philadelphia, our Eagles were not handed anything. They took the win. The national media, many in the social media, and everywhere else doubted us even if they were willing to acknowledge the Eagles had the better roster. We did not talk. We let our play do the talking and it said a lot. For those people who do not like the passion Nick Sirianni shows, or the quiet confidence that Jalen Hurts displays, or the fact that our star wide receiver and AJ Brown is a reader, you were wrong this night. This playoffs, this season. In many areas of our society, we can become prisoners of the moment. We can overly focus on the shiny things in front of us and lose the forest through the trees. We can believe that greatness can overcome pure talent, when outcomes are a direct result of talent meeting opportunity. 2 years ago, we came up short and this year we came back better. Many were not willing to see it until they no longer could deny it. Congratulations to my Philadelphia Eagles capping off a historic season with Saquon Barkley, the NFL's Offensive Player of the Year. Congratulations to our quarterback Jalen Hurts winning the Super Bowl MVP honors. Congratulations to the city of Philadelphia. While I grew up in New Jersey, I was born in Philly and spent many weekends in the city of brotherly love. My passion for my Eagles, Phillies, Sixers, and Flyers started when I would watch games with my uncle when visiting my grandmother. I still can recall seeing the great runs and passes by Randall Cunningham, who is still one of my favorite Eagles of all time. Over the years, I have seen a lot of good and a lot of bad in the city, but there is no other city like it. Even when you leave Philly for opportunities elsewhere, you do not leave your love and passion for our teams. That is in our blood. It is who we are, a people. Since I am a cord cutter, I enjoy watching Eagles games at different Philly fan bars in the New York area, where other transplants gather to cheer on our beloved Eagles and Phillies. I still take time to come into the Philly area for big games to experience crowds when we take on our longtime foes. There is no passionate fan base like Philly. We are not casual fans, not fair weather fans. We do not take breaks. We do not back down. We are not complacent. We are not quiet. We love like no other and have our teams back. If you do not like us or understand us, that is not a problem. Not our problem, at least. We know you do not like us, and we do not like you either at times. Go Birds! A big thank you to the audience for experiencing this podcast. The Christopher Peter Review offers economic perspectives on salient current events. Please continue to visit www.crcreview.com for more, or subscribe on YouTube or YouTube Music. Thank you again and talk to you next time.